Hi, this is Aaron Jones, magician from Japan with another magic audio boo. And today, what I want to talk about is finding effects that work for audiences. Of course, being magicians, and I'm also included in that, being a magician, there are many magic effects that I love. Some that I just love and I just love practicing. But the problem is they don't go over with an audience. So it's very important that when you select magic, that you don't just select magic that you think is cool, because it might not always register well with the audience. It has to be very simple, easy to explain, easy to understand, not complicated and convoluted. Sometimes when we get together, we see another magician do an effect and it's complicated, but as magicians we can follow and we think, oh, that's an awesome trick or whatever, and we want to do it. But when we do it for a layperson, it doesn't go over. It's because the magic has to be very simple, easy, visual, sophisticated, can be intellectual, but you have to be very careful about doing stuff that's only fascinating to magicians, and that might not so be fascinating for the audience. It might be overkill. So when you select effects, so that is very important that you do find some magic that registers with the audience. That's why I do a lot of classics, because they're simple and they work with the audience. What kind of ideas do you use for selecting magic that fits for an audience? When I do it, I always try to test it out and see how it goes. If it dies, I change it a little bit. If it still doesn't go, then I usually exit and try something new. So what's your procedure for trying new effects and to make sure that they register with a lay audience? If you have any suggestions or hints, please let me know. You can find me at aaronjones.com or at Twitter at aaronjonesmagic or on Facebook also at aaronjonesmagic. And that's all for this magic boo. Have a great day. Bye-bye.